From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Cole Grant. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced July 1st that 3 farms in Columbia County were among nearly 30 farms statewide to be awarded funding through the New Farmers Grant Fund. The fund supports new and early-stage farmers. Since its launch in 2014, the New Farmers Grant Fund has awarded $4.2 million to 114 farms across New York. During this round, Tiny Hearts Farm in Copeg received $28,567 for the purchase of field equipment and supplies to increase acreage in flower production. Common Hands Farm in Hudson was awarded $16,288 for the purchase of field equipment to increase crop yields. And On the Farm in Columbia County will receive $15,570 for the construction of a barn to expand the farm's haymaking capacity. Rose Hill Farm and Grape Hollow Farm in Dutchess County and Long Season Farm in Ulster County were also awarded funding. The New Farmers Grant Fund is administered by Empire State Development in consultation with the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer County Health Department is warning residents about a surge in tick-borne diseases countywide. The department said July 1st it has seen a rise of anaplasmosis, a bacterial infection similar to Lyme disease. There have been 105 cases reported in the county so far this year, compared to just 34 at the same point in 2018. The first symptoms of anaplasmosis typically begin within 1 to 2 weeks of a bite and mimic the flu. They include fever, headache, muscle pain, weakness, chills, nausea, cough, and confusion. Unlike Lyme, however, they rarely feature a rash. The disease is particularly severe in people with weak immune systems. Treatment is similar to that for Lyme disease and involves a course of antibiotics. Lyme is also on the rise in Rensselaer County, with 53 cases reported so far, up from 35 this time last year. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said in a statement, and I quote, "At the start of the summer season, we encourage our residents to be aware of tick-borne diseases," end quote. He encouraged residents with concerns to reach out to the County Health Department at 518-270-2655. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Catskill American Legion Honey Ford Memorial Post number 110 will mark the 100th anniversary of its founding Saturday, July 13th. The centennial ceremony will take place from noon until 1 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on North Jefferson Avenue. The event will feature 100 years of military items, along with antique cars and motorcycles. Post number 110 was the first Legion post in the county, chartered on July 11, 1919, with 14 charter members. John C. Welsh was the first commander. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Nedzwiadek is reporting for Politico New York that on July 1st, Nick Langworthy took control of the state's struggling Republican Party. Langworthy said, and I quote, "To those who proclaim our party is about to draw its final breath, you are dead wrong. A new generation of leadership is reporting for duty," end quote. Langworthy was officially elected chairman of the state GOP at its convention after outmaneuvering longtime party head Ed Cox earlier this year. He was voted to run a Republican candidate in each congressional district currently held by a Democrat as part of the party's broader effort to invest in areas traditionally neglected or written off by the GOP. The party had a brutal 2018 after it lost control of the state Senate, lost 3 congressional seats, and was shut out of statewide office in landslide defeats for governor, attorney general, and comptroller. Langworthy, 38, previously served as the Erie County Republican chairman. He is the youngest person to hold the chairmanship and has consistently pitched himself as someone who can appeal to a new generation of potential Republican voters while being unabashedly pro-Trump in a county where registered Democrats significantly outnumber Republicans. And you can read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.